Hi, I'm Martin, and I welcome you to Kaput Radio, episode 212. Focusing a little on various issues, however, all with a perspective on the hard economic times we're all going through. Before the show starts, a short note on the 9/11 10-year anniversary at Ground Zero Memorial in New York. Now, I don't make fun of the victims and sufferers of 9/11 dust, but honestly, this manufactured Disneyfication of Ground Zero 10 years after the event just made me do this little add-on work to last week's program. I'm standing here at the newly opened Ground Zero Memorial Space. A great sadness overcomes me when I look at the flowing water. And it makes me feel sad. Particularly watching it flow down into an abyss. It's so sad. A colossal loss and injury to what America stands for. And it's such a sign of the times. When right next to Wall Street, you can see virtually America's prosperity flowing into oblivion. Hopefully finding some peace. Yes, then let's have a quick look at the financial situation. But first, a word of our sponsor, RNA Counseling. Hi, my name is Dee Relic. Everyone remembers Charlie Brown's friend Linus, the kid who survives the everyday hostilities with a sobbing cloth. We here at RNA Industries noticed that leaders, bureaucrats, media personalities, judges and police, in fact everyone in the incumbency, that means in position of power and influence, suffer in the polls and general acceptance of the public. For some with devastating effects such as Barack Obama, the President of the United States, Madam Prime Minister Julia Gillard of Australia, French President Sarkozy, Italian Prime Minister Berlusconi, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, the last 10 Japanese prime ministers, and the UK Prime Minister David Cameron, to mention a few. Yes, we do understand your predicaments, and the new digital social media are not helping. Yes, you may curse WikiLeaks, Al Jazeera, and the hostile cyber world. We know what you are going through. However, RNA Counseling offers help. Remember Linus' sobbing cloth? Well, RNA, that is Respect and Authority Counseling, developed something more adequate for adults. We produce the ultimate 21st century high-tech pillow that client can safely bite into. It is made of indestructible nanotechnology, has all the intelligent chips for useful interactiveness, including a USB port for the latest updates, and a monthly newsletter coming around about specialities in pillow biting spoken by the pillow itself. Isn't that some silver lining in the sky? Inside of this remarkable pillow, you will find our smart electronics automatically adjusting to the level of despair of the client. It then will begin to moan in pain or scream, proportional to the scale of rage and the biting efficiency of the user. Pillow talk is not enough in this stressful world. Don't talk, bite! Research undertaken at the laboratories of RNA found that the human bite cannot damage your pillow, and test subjects report great satisfaction using it, due to a massive release of the body's own endorphins. You, the people in need, should get one now. Just ring this number displayed at the bottom of your screen. If you get one within the next 5 minutes, we not only give you the new high-tech biteable pillow, but also our free instruction manual containing the history of pillow biting and tips about various techniques of biting. Very useful knowledge, and it helps to regenerate your self-esteem. RNA is proud of being involved in the global restoration of respect and authority, and we are looking forward to a new orderly world. Biteable pillows from RNA, a proven industry leader, letting no one down. And now, let's have a bit of recapping the financial horror show. There will be IEDs along the road, there is shrapnel flying everywhere, and prominent people will be hurt. And the whole podcast is primed to go off in approximately 28 minutes. But there will be fun and songs, of course.
Tonight we return like a dog to its own vomit to the subject of banks.
There was a real sense of panic out there today, brought on by fear of another financial crisis.
Oh, yet another dose of disaster from Europe.
There's bearishness everywhere.
The euro has been a moribund currency, really, for some time now.
And you cannot keep it in its current form with its current membership. I think it is a question of months, really, that we see the whole thing disintegrate.
Leaving the rest of the world watching helplessly as their wealth also disintegrates.
Europe will be my invitation for a long time.
But today was all about the share market, down an absolutely horrendous.
Though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling.
Okay, Captain, you're safe. You're with friends.
What are you? Some kind of Hydra automaton?
Listen, you've been frozen in ice for decades.
You're creative. I'll give you that. Where have you taken me? Where's Bucky?
Calm yourself, Captain. As the robot says, you are among friends.
Captain America, stand down. You really need to come with us.
Most of the news is bad at the moment, and that's finance.
Good evening over there.
Oh, good evening over there.
No, it's morning over here.
Oh, is it? I beg your pardon.
Is it raining?
No, it was supposed to rain today, but it didn't happen. I'm thinking of writing a letter.
You're in banking, aren't you?
I beg your pardon?
You're in banking?
Are you a client of ours?
No, I'm in Australia.
Oh, yes, in that case, yes, I'm in banking. Yes, indeed, I am.
And how are things going in international banking?
Well, we take a fairly long-term view of things in international banking. We amortise a lot of our loans. It's not a short-term business.
Mm. Your bank has loaned a lot of money to European governments, hasn't it?
Very good example, Brian. We're taking a very long-term view of those loans.
How long?
Well, by that I mean we're not looking at those loans quarterly, for example. We take a very long-term view of those loans.
Well, how often would you look at those loans?
Well, we might look at those loans, for example, once every 1,000 years, perhaps.
Right. So you're not interested solely in getting the biggest return you can in the shortest possible time?
No, sadly, we're not, Brian. We'd like to be in that position, but things haven't gone quite that well.
Do you have risk management?
Well, there's a dartboard in the foyer, Brian, but there's always something that can go wrong, isn't there?
Sure. So what's actually happened here? How do you actually lend money to these countries?
Well, sovereign nations borrow money by issuing paper, by issuing government bonds.
And right? Yes, and your bank holds a lot of these, doesn't it?
Yes, as do a lot of banks. Most banks hold, you know, government debt, yes.
So your problem now is these countries can't pay you back.
A lot of countries are struggling. In fact, we're reviewing the position. We've just had a big meeting this morning. I was about to spend part of today calling in some of those loans. I'm going to have some pretty unpleasant conversations with one of our clients in particular.
And who is that lender?
In this instance, this is Italy.
Right, okay.
Notice position of exit nearest my seat.
Pardon me?
That would be that exit over there.
Sorry, what was that?
No, just going through the instructions, Brian. You can't be too careful calling in sovereign debt.
Yep.
Compartment above my seat. I don't see a compartment above my seat.
What?
Place mask over face and breathe normally. I don't understand that.
Pardon me?
The tray is in the upright position. Sorry, Brian, I won't keep you. Sorry, you know, I'd like to speak to Italy, please. No, that's all right, I'll hold. Lift feet and brace for impact.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. I'm sorry the satellite's running out.
Place head in hands and close eyes. How do you think we got in this position in the first place? Yes, I'm ringing to Italy. No, I'll hold, thank you.
Cut him off, Shane.
Well, is Mrs. Default there, please?
Cut it.
Any of the little defaults?
The tiger thought about this and then the tiger spoke.
Market. I am the most watched show on earth. People watch my dance moves in anticipation. When I go up, I had good Viagra. And sometimes I get nervous and it goes sideways. And when I go down, yeah, it was bad Prozac. People also try to watch my invisible hand, but they're just tired of stuff. Much better to take my advice. May the market force be with you, young Jedi.
Let me introduce myself. I'm Commodity, Well, and believe me, I'm indispensable. Whichever way you turn, everyone wants me all the time. I'm tall, and I like to grow even taller over time. But that's another story for tomorrow. However, here and now, so to speaking, you want a strong currency to import me. And conversely, a low dollar would be exceptional for exporting me. Even a high dollar still gets me shipped off to China so far. And since I'm indispensable, I'm laughing all the way to the bank. If they still exist, then.
Shut up!
Who are you?
I am GDP, and the most important cog in the wheelhouse. What a misleading rubbish with Prozac and Viagra. Let me, GDP, tell you that I'm bound to grow out of this economic erectile dysfunction with or without drugs. Just listen to me. I must grow in construction and destruction, war and peace. I must grow in environmental calamity. I must grow, or you will be very, very sorry.
Hold on. Okay, all right, boys and girls, calm down, calm down. What? Who am I talking to here? Well, they call me Recession, and I think my competence in this discussion is clear. Just look out the window. What do you see? You see my friends, Mr. Unemployed and Madam Poverty. Some of you have seen me before. So do I need to prove more of my credentials? Anyway, now that you have calmed down, I think it is good to remember that my pet bear just told me he's going for a long sleep with the economy in his embrace over there in that cave. Doesn't want to be disturbed until 2022. And if we could be please quiet now. My suggestion to all involved participants is not trying to hold your breath for so long. You will die anyway. So why the stress? Much better to think about creative new ventures when I'm gone. You will succeed, I'm sure. A decade is plenty of time, I guess.
There's bearishness everywhere.
Hi. My name is Cleaver Dick, and as market consultant, I'd like to invite you to this wonderful proposition. A genuine business opportunity as soon as the recession's over, of course.
Well, we certainly will have a look at this when the recession retreats.
Yes. Yes, after the recession, there will be exciting new markets to move into.
But not just yet. After the dip, when everyone wants to sell their gold.
Of course, when growth resumes and the gold-selling panic distracts everybody, we could...
start our campaign and hit the global market.
Once the recession is over, we can do anything again.
Gold is the real form of money. Gold is real money.
For me, the gold trader.
Gold is real money.
Gold is real money. Is real money. Is real money.
For me, the gold miner.
We're determined to keep the whole economy strong.
Most of the news is bad at the moment, and that's finance.
Little to no tax obligations and huge CEO salaries, that's now standard operating procedure for some of the largest U.S. companies. A new study by the liberal group, the Institute for Policy Studies, found in 2010 more than two dozen companies paid more to their CEOs than they paid in federal income taxes. It's all perfectly legal.
Legal.
If you don't have an education, your salary's capped. If you were born in the wrong nation, your salary's capped. If you don't speak English, then your salary's capped. If color is an issue, then your salary's capped. And that's that. Got the wrong name, like let's say Muhammad or Hussein. You sent your resume but never heard back again. Can't say why for certain, they're hiring other people. Man, it seemed to me this mix ain't equal, but be cool. It looks bad if you act mad and play into the stereotype of that man. Black, white, green or whatever, you gotta know, brother, they got their click together and wanna rule forever. If you won't be a pretender, then your salary's capped. If you not the right gender, then your salary's capped.
Matter of fact,
How about we move past that? How does ability relate to my marital stack? Every time I move forward, you keep pushing me back. Isn't it time we address the gap? Long time in the game, thought I'd pay my dues. So are my feet so sticky? I can hardly move. Tough enough to find work and made more scarce by your assumptions of the load I bear. You want the skirt and blouse, not the brains in the cloud. I choose a ladder to the top, no two and a half mouths. God forbid, I try for both. Jump off the wheel, I need to find I'm broke. If you blow the whistle, then your salary's capped. Take the road less traveled, then your salary's capped. Pull them up on their behavior, then your salary's capped. Your decision to keep singing the tune.
Xenophobia is a dislike or fear of that which is unknown or different from oneself.
One more idea. When the Australian xenophobic government talks about people smugglers and smuggling people, and I mean refugees, people are not contraband and they're not concealed or hidden in any way coming here. And then also the Australian xenophobic government speaks of people smugglers' business model and trying to stop it. John Clark and Brian Dore have their own musings about that. And that's business.
Time now for the Clark Dore solution.
Mr. Swan, thanks for your time.
It's always a pleasure, Brian, and good evening.
Well, the High Court's blown your asylum seeker policy out the water, hasn't
it? They haven't blown anything out of the water, Brian. What they've done is clarify the position.
They've upended government policy.
They haven't upended anything. What they've done, Brian, is that they have made a judgment which refers to Australia's responsibilities under the UN Refugee Convention.
And, Mr. Swan, are there any other UN agreements we've signed without grasping their meaning?
It's not just us, Brian. Obviously, the opposition agrees completely with the government here. Completely.
So you're both wrong.
We're not both wrong, Brian. We're on either sides of a discussion.
But except on this issue, Mr. Swan, you said you wanted to break the people smugglers' business model.
We want to break their business model.
Yeah. Do you think they've worked this out at Harvard? How to do that?
Brian, look, what we're referring to here is that it's quite clear what these people smugglers do. It's quite clear that people smugglers make money by transporting people illegally.
Desperate people.
Desperate people illegally. Desperate people, Brian. That's why the price is up.
And,
they do it illegally and they take them
and
they
put. And you want to stop them doing it.
We want to stop them doing it.
You want to break their business model, right?
That's how we're going to. We are determined to break their business model.
Why not do it for nothing?
Provide the service ourselves.
Yeah, it's been done before.
What do you mean it's been done before?
Well, the Irish poor were shipped out here for nothing for 20 years.
Brian, they were criminals.
And they were criminals. That is exactly my point. These people are just homeless, terrified, and have nowhere else to go.
How on earth would we go into competition with the people smugglers? How would we do it?
Well, why not have a ship that leaves the Gulf States once a week?
A ship? We provide a ship that brings people down here?
Sure.
Brian, we'd be swamped.
Mr. Swan, under 1% of the world's asylum seekers come to Australia. We're not that popular.
It won't be 1% if we're providing a government-sponsored cruise down here once a week, Brian.
We'll do it once a month. The people smugglers will disappear.
You couldn't sell that to the Australian public in a fit.
Your mob couldn't sell lambs to a Kiwi.
I beg your pardon, we're very good at selling
our... Listen, we couldn't even sell to the electorate a tax on super profits from foreign mining companies in a global recession with energy costs going through the roof.
That sounds clever, Brian.
No, it doesn't. That's the problem.
I mean, you think you sound clever. You don't sound very clever to me. I sound clever to me, Brian. I'm trying to help.
Thanks for your time.
I'm trying to help.
Thanks for your time.
God, you got up the wrong side this morning, Brian. You been to the toilet?
Xenophobia, xenophobia, xenophobia.
Did you know that a massive 85% of the population suffers unrecognized tripolarism? Tripolarism is a mental disease keeping the sufferer largely unaware of his or her disability. People who suffer tripolarism are caught in a treacherous cycle consisting of three main states of the mind, forever circulating from in denial to indolence, then progressing around to indifference, hence reinforcing in denial again. There seems to be no escape for the sufferers. Tripolarism, the newly discovered tyranny of stupidity. You are warned, and you heard it here on Coupled Radio first.
What you as a City of London have done for financial services, we as a government hope to do for the economy as a whole.
when you think what's happened to financial services and you see what's happened to the economy, you think, well, there's a man who delivers on his promises. But we're in a new world now. We're in a completely new world. This is the first time that I can remember where if you get a letter from the bank manager about a loan, you don't know if you're borrowing money from him or he's borrowing money from you. Am I right? A lot of what I do, I have to try and make sense of things before I can make nonsense of them. And making sense of the financial crisis is very, very difficult.
We will bring an end to this war. You can take that to the bank.
Today, we are at the Bank of America taking this promise to the bank. Bring the troops and the money home.
Listen, the only reason I'm doing this today is because I know that people are out there who know, who feel in their bones that the representative democracy is not working the way it's supposed to. A majority of people want to tax the rich. A majority of people want the wars to end. Bring those troops and those dollars home. Spend them on environmental and human needs. That's not happening by who you vote for. That's what it is. The homecoming October 2011 movement. Bring the troops home, bring the dollars home, spend it on human needs. Take care of the poor, tax the rich.
China is overbuilding everything for a world that's slowing as if it's going to grow, and they're going to keep growing at 10%. So we think this time your real estate, I think, gets hit harder, and then the China bubble bursts and that hits your exports. I think you're going to get hit harder than last time.
What we do, it's just impossible to bring it down. We need to get the problem fixed, but the government has to move much faster.
Still, the task force says it will take time. It's due to release its first report on the Greece debt crisis at the end of October.
Are you fat? I mean, really, really fat. Do you feel practically toxic?
I'm Dr. Goldman, and this is Dr. Sachs, inviting you to the Goldman Sachs Full Service Healthcare Center.
You'll start out with the soothing sounds of inescapable disappointment at our overpriced Goldman Sachs Pseudopsychological Nutritional Clinic,
where we'll tell you everything you need to do to get healthy, then berate you into knowing it'll never happen for you.
Then step next door into the sweet smells of our high-calorie snack shop, Fatty McFatty's, and drown your big oily tears in donuts, pizza, cheesecake, and lard.
Then after your unavoidable heart attack, you'll be wheeled next door to the Goldman Sachs Memorial Emergency Coronary Clinic, where you'll be resuscitated just enough to keep you on life support until your finances and or health insurance funds are completely depleted.
Finally, after your untimely demise, your next of kin will be notified that they will not be able to claim your body until they come down and drain their wallets at the Goldman Sachs Big and Tall Family Funeral Home and Oversized Casket Emporium.
Don't just sit around being unhappily fat. Lose it all at the Goldman Sachs Full Service Healthcare Center,
where we are systematically invested in the inevitability that you will fail.
And now to episode 212, Word Wandering. Today, as you'd guessed, a financial term in daily use in the world. Are the origins obscure? Bet you they are. The Latin roots of words suggest profit coming from two words, pro and the word fit. Does this mean that there is a pro unfit? Or could it possible that there's also an amateur fit? We cannot know. But one other suggestion being forwarded that the word profit may be an abbreviation standing for proles feed the rich. Now, that's raising some eyebrows amongst linguistic peers. Profit. It sounds similar to a poor man's ear like cough it up. Or to a loser, stuff it. We will never know. If you hear the word profit next time, think what it really means to you. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Word Wonders. Hi, this is D. Rayleigh. I just want to introduce our latest design of a biteable pillow which can challenge the climb. This is an advanced biteable pillow which aims at the gourmet pillow biter. The extra excitement with mild bite-back capabilities will excite even the most snobbish of clients. RNA's Biteable Pillow 2.0 Challenger available now. Satisfying a global need for all pillow mega-biting people. Ultimately restoring respect and authority. RNA.
You are watching Acronym because you stand for something. If there is a constant refrain I hear from critics all the time, it goes something like this. America might not be the perfect system,
but it is still the best system in the world.
If you don't like it.
They usually spew it at me in this drunken practice rhetorical style that is hard to argue with.
Yeah, if you don't like it, then just go to France and sit there and sip espresso with Johnny Depp and go on strike, you anti-American pinko commie faggot.
To which my standard reply usually goes something like this. Dear Toby Keith, I've asked you, I've asked Brooks, I've asked Dunn to stop emailing me, but while I have your attention, listen closely. You could take your God guns in glory, wrap them around a yellow ribbon, tie them to some aerial explosive fireworks, and shove it up your colon hole, and light yourself into smithereens in a red, white, and blue extravaganza overlooking the Statue of Liberty's horizon point on the 4th of July, because that's a ticket I would pay for! How can you so mindlessly defend that the United States of America is the best system in the world? Really?
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Good. Your name is Juan.
Juan. Juan. It's pronounced Juan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Yes. And what do you do, Juan?
Well, I work in the pre-loved vehicles industry.
Ah, good. And how's that going at the moment?
Well, it's a bit flat, to be honest. I mean, retail is struggling generally. I mean, there's not a lot going out there in retail.
There's some uncertainty in the economy, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, and I think a lot of people are pretty heavily geared. There's a lot of borrowing. And
people will be trying to get another year out of the old car, I guess.
They certainly are, yes. There are bargains out there, but not very many buyers.
I suppose there must be.
Yes.
Do you have a surname, Juan?
Yes, previous owner.
Juan, previous owner.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, Juan. Now, your special subject tonight is areas where the Australian government is currently going particularly well.
That's correct. That's my special subject, yes.
Hang on a second.
Anytime, Brian.
Hang on,
I'm ready.
Just wait a second, Juan. I had some questions here.
Got a problem?
Where are they?
You haven't got your questions? Maybe you left your piece of paper.
I can't find my questions.
Maybe you left your piece of paper outside or something.
No, I got the piece of paper. There's nothing on it.
You got a blank piece of paper?
No, it's headed up. Areas where the Australian government is currently going particularly well.
Yeah, that's my special subject, Brian.
Yeah, but
that's the one for me.
There ought to be questions below this.
Yeah, I'm sorry, can't help you with the questions, Brian. I'm just here for the answers.
Maybe you could think of some questions. It's your special subject.
No, I don't know the questions, Brian. I was going to respond to the questions. I know the answers.
Well, have you got the answers?
Yes, I know the answers.
Oh, all right. Okay, well, let's... why don't we have the answers and we can put the questions in later
when
we find
them. Okay, you want to do it that way. Yeah,
that
okay.
Good? All right.
Yes.
Are you ready, Juan?
Yes, indeed I am.
Okay, question one.
Terribly.
Correct. Question two.
The carbon tax.
Correct. Question three.
Malaysian solution.
Correct. Four.
Bill Shorten.
Could you be more specific about that?
Yeah, at night.
Correct. Question five.
The New South Wales ACT border.
Correct. Question six.
I've got no idea. Maybe he'd had a bump on the head beforehand or something. He could have made it up.
Correct. Question seven.
Is it Craig Thompson?
Correct. Question eight.
No, that was Dale Thomas.
Question nine.
Tony Abbott.
Correct. Why not?
I've got no idea. He didn't say.
Correct. And after that round, you've won something.
Fantastic. I've won something.
What have I won?
What is it?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
You don't know what I've won?
No.
That's all right. I'll ring the government.
What'll they say?
They won't know either, but at least it'll be official that way.
But it'll get me off the hook too.
It will. Actually, I've got a better idea. Can you get me a number for the High Court? They'll know. They're good.
This is an RNA news update for you, the immature pundit. Not daring to bite into the pillow just yet, but rather regressing back to your sobbing cloth. We understand. The industry calls it the Charlie Brown hangover with heavy Linus sob cloth addiction. But hey, get our RNA sobbing cloth. It has a massive absorption capacity for many a tear you can safely shed. RNA, servicing all your grieving needs. We know how it can hurt sometimes.
Yeah. You bundle him up in the back of a van, a private security firm, one man or a man. Got damned by the justice of the peace, said he's too drunk for bail. Put him in a cell, driving through hell. So they did, he died, never saw the other side. Never tried, and no one guilty of any homicide. Stats do not lie, innocence does not apply. With death in custody, a fact of life. Why? Try to fend that, then your salary's capped. If the law don't bring a result, your salary's capped. We know the law won't bring a result, assault in the womb. Sign a petition by singing the tune. Or
austerity package, and you back in the club. Until then, well, the IMF is cutting you off on a long list of creditors, and no one's taking.
Money can't buy happiness, still I'd rather be rich.
Rather be rich,
rather be sitting on my money bags than be digging a ditch, pulling a switch. You can enjoy the stars above where
you can check all the web details at kaputradio.libsyn.com. kaputradio.libsyn.com. Thanks a lot, money can't buy.